Jess, thanks for joining us for Las Cruces Bulletin on the radio. We are starting off this week with a story you have in the bulletin about a postal worker who is retiring after 58 years.
57 years.
Oh, 57 years. Thank you.
Mesilla Park Postmaster Robert Bejarano is retiring. He spent most of his career right here in southern New Mexico, either in the Las Cruces or in the Deming areas. And so we're featuring him on the cover of the bulletin this week, and hope all his customers will stop by the post office and bid him a fond farewell. That's quite a career, 57 years.
That's dedication,
yeah,
right there.
It is. And we've got a really good photograph of him. His wife is handing him some of his retirement papers. It's some big, big smiles there as they look forward to the next milestones in their lives.
What a feel-good story. Now, you also have a story about a state representative from the area who is riding her bicycle to Santa Fe. Now, I understand this is the second year that she's doing this.
This is the second year that she's done this. State Representative Angelica Rubio of Doñana is traveling to the 2020 session. She'll take off this coming Saturday. She's going to have a little event before she does that. And so she takes a weird route. She goes up through Alamogordo and then up through Cloudcroft and kind of takes the back route. She's not taking the interstate. And she's having some community meetings along the way. The legislative session, I believe, starts on the 21st. And so she's giving herself plenty of time, 10 days, to make this trek and to talk to her constituents along the way and find out what's on people's minds. So she's repping personal fitness as well as constituent engagement.
Now, I want to move on. This has kind of captured a lot of news on social media in our area, I've noticed, and this is a vehicle shaped like a banana that is sort of doing a fundraiser in town?
It's very odd. We came across it by accident. The car was parked on the street right outside the bulletin offices, and our publisher, Richard Coltharp, saw it and got out and put a note on the guy's windshield and said, you know, what is with this banana-shaped vehicle? And the guy got back in touch with Richard and explained to him that he was in a grocery store one day and he saw this giant banana in a fruit bowl, and it gave him an idea. And so he's converted I believe it's a 93 F-150. It's got four seats set up one after the other. He's in the first seat, and he travels all over the country. He used to own a sign company up back east. And so now he travels all over the country, and he'll set up at ice cream shops or where have you and give kids a ride, or adults a ride for that matter. And it's whatever you think it's worth to ride in the banana vehicle is what he'll take in payment. And his vision is to help out children, particularly sick children, who have not enough insurance or no insurance and are dealing with big life-changing health issues. And he's identified a 5-year-old girl from Hatch here in Las Cruces. And so he'll be offering rides from the Sonic on El Paseo on both Saturday and Sunday. I'm not certain on the times, but they will be in Friday's bulletin if you check it out, about how you can ride in the banana mobile, how you can get more information about it, and how you can contribute to this wonderful cause. So we've got some great colorful pictures that Richard took, and some pictures of the guy who drives the banana car.
All right, now we have news and business that deals with a popular local chili company in the area.
Right. Old Gringo Chili Company was a pretty small operation until about 5 years ago when the Schneider family bought it. Rachel Schneider's father bought it without consulting anybody in the family and then kind of gave her the keys and said, here's my vision. I think this can be bigger and better. And so she has expanded it. It went from 2,000 square feet when she acquired the company and 5 years ago. Now it's 10,000 square feet. They're putting out 3,500 bottles a day, 16-ounce
wow.
bottles a day of salsa. They bottle for different companies, both locally and nationally. And they're continuing to grow. The Schneider family also owns Andale's Restaurant. And so that one started almost from scratch in 1996. Old Gringo is following up in the footsteps of that.
All right. We'll look forward to reading that. Now, I want to end with a welcome to you as the new managing editor of the Las Cruces Bulletin. What do you want to bring to the bulletin?
Well, you know, I've got some ideas that I'll work with Richard on. The main thing is to continue to build on the foundation that Marty Racine and the other editors before him have put in place. We've got a great staff, an energetic staff, small, but they're people who are committed to our community, and we want to continue to be kind of the good news newspaper for the Mesilla Valley, to show you some of the people and showcase the people, the business, the artists that are making things happen and creating jobs and creating joy. We're sad to see Marty go. He's put in a little more than 3 years at the Las Cruces Bulletin, did a great job for us, and I'm honored to be chosen to come in and pick up the ball.
Marty Racine has also penned a column, an outgoing column for us.
And his headline could be my headline, too. And his headline is Retirement, Let's Try This Again. I retired last January, and I failed retirement. And Marty retired 7 years ago from the Ruidoso paper, and he failed retirement and came back to work with the Bulletin. He's going to give it another try. I'm going to give this work thing another try, and then I'll see if I can do retirement on the second time around when the time comes.
Well, Jess, welcome aboard, and thank you so much for updating us this week, and we'll talk with you next week.
I'll be here.